We're back, and I'm Priya, and nothing else. So the first poem is on an experience in travel. I was in Cambodia last year, and I went to the killing fields, where you actually see the genocide on display, and there's a tower full of skulls, and yeah, what I felt. It's called Hollow Tower of Craniums. My skull watches an ensemble of naked skulls, neatly skinned and stacked. A blue, black, yellow, or crimson circular sticker stuck on them as a label to differentiate what tool was used to break what skull. Sickles, palm tools, headbangings. Headbangings. In that moment, I hear an echo. There appears a crack on my skull. I no more belong. I no more want to belong to this human race. I want to leave and belong to a place and body that doesn't know human anatomy as its own. I would be all right being anything. Ant, firefly, a mosquito, any small finite being, but a being with no skull. For then, I would only gaze at these tortured bones outside me, just the way I'd gaze at the moon, removed from the knowing, yet only witnessing the beauty of decay, the beauty of a dead skull. As if I only want to feel so much as how, as a human, I can feel looking at a lizard skeleton. To see a tower full of craniums, exactly similar to the one which I have inside me right now, standing here, watching them, watching me, eyeless. So the next one is called Surviving Life. One of my cat was dying, and I had to spend a whole night waiting for her to die, because she's going to die. And there was a lot of things to observe which I hadn't done before, like with death, that somebody was dying and I could observe it. I mean, as a thing that was very close to me, but it was strange, but also very interesting. It's called Surviving Life. When a cat lets an ant enter her eye and lets her stay there, you know that she has let all her guards down on death. Then you see a restless ant, eager to explore her new earth, making circles, drowning in a brown abyss, revolving like a Sufi saint, floating in an unknown universe. Exploring her horizon, her feet getting stuck in the marshy sorrow of the cat's eye, stumbling on a wet land. All this living, until the eye shuts, the live ant at last finding its grave in a dead cat's eye. next one's called washing machine because I need a breather. And everybody does, I think. We rotate, tumble, fumble together with dirt dreams and foamy scars. Our clothes, without their bodies, live and love in four seasons, soaking and washing and rinsing and spinning, endlessly fondling and foaming in each other's arms. The lovers in their rotation spin carefree, clockwise, anti-clockwise, twisting and dancing in circular motion, incessantly forming shapes of love and its making, of sleep and its dreaming. In between, each smudging blush and inner sex liquids, every color of intimacy on the other, blushing pink on blue, black over shy white, arms on waist, thighs on breast, B plus D, S plus M, buttons unbuttoned, pockets fling out, creases sprouting careless, threads running wild. The lovers pausing just for a while before it pours again. They're wet inside out. For the next 40 minutes, eternity rotates. The lovers don't stop talking, teasing, moving, thrusting. All the while, a new washing machine moves thunderously, holding love moans inside its wet womb. While we gaze at their thunder from outside, the inside storm is what gradually makes them clean, pure, wearable, by a stinky humans yet again. This constant process from clean to dirt and dirt to clean is the meeting and separation for a certain kind of lovers, the lovers of the black hole. And we wildly put them out in the sun, wait for them to dry and separate. Next one is called Genesis. It's not a poem, it's I will start with my mother. For once, I sense something surreal. Somewhere in the middle of my birth, in a single fleeting moment, my vagina passed the walls of my mother's vagina. I do not own a memory of it, yet I know it happened. Hence I shall say that my first sexual encounter has been with my mother. Even before I was straight, I was gay. The next one is called Gender and Sexual Identity of the Almighty. You say, God loves everybody, every single body. Then how do you just assume that he is a heterosexual? Your God is perpetually bi. Like me, maybe even asexual when he meditates. In all probability, he's simply masturbating his way up to nirvana, I'm using the pronoun he, since all your real gods can only be men, gentlemen. And goddesses, why did you invent them? Simply for some decoration, a few divas here and there, for entertainment, jewelry sales, and fake equality? Oh, anyway, real goddesses don't give a fuck about your norms. Up equal to heaven, down equal to hell. For us, heaven is down there. So hell with it, and down we go to caress our pink hallows. Let the gods handle the silly heaven business. We goddesses are happy within, without. For we carry a hunger inside us and can cook our pleasures in our own wet fire. This one is on surviving depression I survive like this every time. It's called Ends End. My mother gets born in me each time. Her baby runs wild, weeps in light, sees too much in darkness. Each time her baby peels the world, spills her flood, slits her dreams. My mother gets born in me. Each time her baby flushes her flowers, buries her moon in the dark soil of my sky. My water breaks. Every single time. Each time her baby decides to die, my mother gets born in me, more literally than the last time I was her mother. The next one is called Beheadings. I saw this nice image on Google. Somebody had shared it. It was just two heads on a beautiful silver plate. And I, of course, knew that it was photoshopped. But it wasn't. And that just... I started to meditate on the origin of violence, or how innate it was in humans, not not as an outside concept or good or bad, just the, that it existed as strongly as love. So yeah, this is just searching, exploring the innate of that feeling. Beheadings. Earth could just be this head, blue and lifeless, that was beheaded from its body of the universe. All the life on it could just be worms, swarming over a dead ball of flesh. We were born out of the beheading, out of that opening from where the ocean of blood oozed quietly. It didn't drip outside in space. It swallowed itself like spit, from whence it flowed in our veins. And now our gene carries the memory of that beheading. For the head always remembers, even from separated from the whole, from the universe. Several beheadings made several more planets, with Mars still oozing out blood, and Neptune that turned blue with the fear of memory of pain. And our little Pluto's head so small, his beheading was later doubted. The bodies without their heads couldn't see or smell, hear or taste, but still could touch and hold and think with their skins. They gathered their sorrow, suicide bombing jackets out of dark matter, and blew themselves up in space into unthinkable stars, to which we now look up to dream our dreams. So I started to write when I first fell in love, and just seeing your feeling in a form, somewhere outside your mind, outside your heart, just out, you know, visible. But later it started to come as a desperation of a vomit. You know, I just had to vomit and bear the sting, but you also felt so good. And then searching, just as I started to see writing as a form that I could see visually, it became even more blurring. So the visibility was gone in the writing, and it went further into more visuals outside writing. So I'm still searching for my identity, and this is on that. It's called I Am, IPM, just like AMPM. So just searching my identity in this time, or a void. I Am, IPM. I am the palm of a eunuch, the vagina of a whore. I am the hair of a bald, the burp of a hungry. I am the itching body of an amputee, the orgasm of a mute. I am the sweat of a dead man, the sperm of an impotent. I am the breath of a drunkard, the skin of an untouchable. I am the blood of an HIV, the spit of a TB. I am the mirror of a narcissist, the erection of a priest. I am the pleasure of a rapist, the color of a racist. I am the guilt of a masturbator, the justification of a phobic. I am the wisdom of a convict, the freedom of a tyrant. I am the albinism on a brown skin, the black mole on a white man. I am the whiteness of colonization, the blackness of slavery. I am the childhood of an abuser, the adulthood of a victim. I am the after party of a funeral, the mourning at a birth. I am the grave of a newborn, the womb of a stillborn. I am the invalidity of love, the validity of war. I am the queerness of a straight, the lucidity of a gay. I am the wholeness of a bisexual, the solitude of an asexual. I am the blood of menstruation, the stain of patriarchy. I am the forced shame on a woman, the free honor of a man. I am the misunderstood feminism, the tolerated chauvinism. I am the vertigo of a bird, the drowning of a fish. I am the oratory of a politician, the poetry of a fool. I am the voice on a dead mic, the silencer on the gun. I am the silence of the stars, the noise on the planet. I am the wisdom of a tree, the hanging of a man, the cusp on the wrist, the prize on a head, the diction of an abuser, the slang of a linguist, the gibberish of existence, the frankness of death. I am the rage of an age, the call of a revolution. I am humanity's carcass. I am my enough. Last one.